Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
It's 1421 Reflections Drive in Greenville, Indiana, 49140.
No, I'm sorry. The email address, have you set up an account to use our service?
Oh, email is Miss, M-I-S-S, Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, 76. At gmail.com.
And thank you for that information. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Barbara Doan.
Thank you. And I've located the account with publicrecords.info. I do show that you spoke with someone previously and they went ahead and canceled this account for you?
Yes. And could you please tell me why I was charged $20-some?
When you set up accounts to pull reports from our website, it's a $1 deposit. And that does go with our $23.95 volume discount package.
That was not on my, when I went in and looked for it, there was nothing that says no $23.
Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. What I can do for you is I can see if we can get a courtesy refund issued for the charge.
Yes, please do, because I don't want to have to pay an extra fee or get a new debit card. So please, because I just went down and just found my address. So okay. I need that canceled.
All right. As a courtesy, I did issue that refund. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive the refund back to the account. And I do have a confirmation number for you for your refund. Just let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Just 1 minute. Okay.
It is 186-5792.
5792.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, that's fine. But thank you very much.
You're welcome, and
helpful.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.